From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Florida House passed a bill this week that would fine local governments and law enforcement agencies that do not fully comply with federal immigration authorities. But a new report from the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida finds that at least 30 counties in the state do limit their compliance with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. WGCU's John Davis reports it's to prevent themselves from violating people's constitutional rights.
The federal immigration enforcement bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Larry Metz of Groveland, would fine counties up to $5,000 a day if they don't fully comply with ICE. The ACLU's report finds that could be a problem for counties that limit their compliance with ICE detainers. These detainers are requests to hold someone in law enforcement custody for 48 hours beyond when they otherwise would have been released. ACLU of Florida attorney Shalini Goyal Agrawal says that's a problem.
Usually when we hold someone in our constitutional system, a judge has to say, oh, there's probable cause that this person has done something wrong, so you're entitled to detain them. And the problem with these ICE detainers is there's no probable cause determination made by a judge. At least 30 counties around the state have said, you know, we cannot honor these ICE detainers because if we do, we are violating our constitutional obligations. We can't detain people without probable cause.
Charlotte, Hendry, Lee, Manatee, and Sarasota counties are among those that don't honor all ICE detainers. Supporters of the bill say it only enforces existing law, but the ACLU reports ICE detainers are non-mandatory requests and can open up local governments and law enforcement agencies to lawsuits for unlawful detainment. And the feds don't reimburse for litigation costs or the cost of holding someone in jail for the additional time. The ACLU also opposes the bill over concerns that it will erode trust between police and immigrant communities, making law enforcement's job more difficult. The measure was passed by the full House, but its Senate companion has not been heard in committee. John Davis, WGCU News.